From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. In London, at least 18 people were injured, many with burns, following a blast early Friday on a packed rush hour commuter train at the Parsons Green Underground subway station. Police are treating this as a terrorism incident. London police say an improvised explosive device was the source of the fire. Commuter Luke Walmsley was there.
And there was a loud shriek to my left, and I turned, and sort of a remnants of a flash and a smoke, and then just hordes of people, and the stampede had already started.
British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson appealed for calm and said it was important not to speculate. London Mayor Sadiq Khan said the British capital, quote, will never be intimidated or defeated by terrorism. British Prime Minister Theresa May is set to chair an emergency government meeting later on Friday. As the number of Rohingya refugees fleeing violence in Myanmar to the relative safety of Cox's Bazar in southern Bangladesh reaches nearly 400,000, aid groups are escalating their response to an increasingly urgent humanitarian crisis. But despite the donations from some governments, the sheer size of the problem leaves agencies unable to fully meet the growing demand, thus raising fears of serious consequences for the hungry and exhausted population from disease and death. Azmat Ullah is Bangladesh Country Director for the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies.
Some of the needs are, you know, emergency shelter, health, medical, water, sanitation, hygiene, dignity kit, food.
Rohingya Muslims have been fleeing what they say is long-term persecution in Myanmar for decades. From Washington, this is VOA News. Just days after the United Nations imposed additional sanctions on North Korea for conducting its sixth nuclear test, Pyongyang again launched another missile over Japan. The UN Security Council will meet later on Friday. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has called for new sanctions to be firmly imposed in response to this latest North Korean missile test that violated Japanese airspace. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson reiterated his hope that China use its leverage on the North Korean government.
I am hopeful that China, as a great country, a world power, will decide on their own and will take it upon themselves to use that very powerful tool of oil supply to persuade North Korea to reconsider its current path towards weapons development, reconsider its approach to dialogue and negotiations in the future.
Meanwhile, in China, Hua Qiong, Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokeswoman, denounced the launch, adding that all sides should show restraint. The Trump administration has called the development of a North Korean ICBM an unacceptable existential threat. U.S. President Donald Trump's deal with congressional leaders to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported years after their parents illegally brought them into the United States is tied to him getting what he wants for border security, including upgrades for the existing border wall. Trump spoke to reporters after returning from Florida to survey the damage caused by Hurricane Irma.
We're working on a deal for DACA, but a lot has to do with the amount of security. We want very heavy security at the border.
Trump's remarks came not long after he said on Twitter that he had not made a deal with the top House and Senate Democratic leaders on the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program that the Trump administration rescinded last week while giving Congress 6 months to vote on the issue. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for gun and car bomb attacks that killed 60 people in Dikar province in southern Iraq. Andrew Palshevsky has more.
The twin attacks killed at least 50 people, and more than 80 people were wounded. Militants opened fire at a restaurant, and shortly afterwards, a suicide attack was carried out by a driver when an explosive-laden vehicle struck a nearby security checkpoint. Andrew Palshevsky, VOA News.
Vietnam says it has evacuated at least 79,000 people ahead of Typhoon Doc's Kuri, which made landfall in the country's central region, bringing heavy rain and wind. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online. I'm Steve Karish for VOA News in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.